107 WIRX, everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. I'm Brock, he's Hunter.
Hey, it's Thursday. What's up?
Still here, whether you like it or not. Deal with it.
Just deal with it.
No, good news is we're almost done wrapping things up here for a Thursday. Almost a Friday, which feels nice. Effing great, bro.
Got big plans for today? What you got going on?
No, not really. No, I'll probably take another two-hour nap with the daughter. That's great. It's the best thing, just being a good dad. All right?
Be careful with that. Would you? Don't be rolling around when you're sleeping. God. Steamroller! Dude, that's no. Put her in the crib.
usually she's right next in the bassinet next to the bed. So I'm sprawled out on the full bed. Kiki's downstairs actually working. I'm like, well, look, I'm going to take the baby for a nap. 2 hours later, I wake up. Whoa, that was a good one.
Did you take your baby ice fishing? I mean, it's pretty cold now. But
I haven't yet. I still have plans to because I got the big shanty with the heater and everything. So, yeah.
How do you know? So, here's a question. Like, do you look up things like for instance, ice fishing?
Yeah.
Like, when's a baby old enough to take ice fishing? Can you Google that? Or do you just, like, do it and then get there and people are like, what are you doing?
I'm sure I'll probably get some looks. But the big thing is just making sure she's warm enough. And then also inside the shanty with the heater, like, I got a CO detector to make sure, you know, that there. And also I've tested all my equipment to make sure there's no leaks and everything. That's really the big thing. But, look, Eskimos have done it for thousands of years. I'm pretty sure my baby will be fine.
Very true.
Yeah.
You know, very true. Like, that would make me nervous with the baby, is doing things with the child and worrying about people looking at you being like, no, you can't do that. What are you doing?
Seeing what people do with their kids in Walmart, I'm not worried about anybody judging me, all right? Come on now. Yeah. I'm pretty sure me going out ice fishing is probably better than most, what most parents out there are doing.
Very true. Yeah. Have you seen the sign on the door? It says, like, any children unattended for a certain amount of time will be blah, blah, blah. I'm like, damn, dude, people really just drop their kids off at Walmart.
Yeah, people just drop their kids off at Walmart. Like, I'll see you later. That's right. Go have fun. The toy aisle is in the back. All right. Yeah.
Anyway. It's not a daycare, man.
Sure it is. It's Walmart. Anything goes. Anyway, so much. Yeah, I got some plans for taking the baby out. I figure too, you know, I dip her little toes down in the hole. That's good bait for pike. They'll see those things.
How old is it okay for a baby to go skydiving?
I think 10 months. I think 10 months is the limit there. So she's got a couple more months. She's got a couple more months. Whee!
Yeah, I don't even remember.
Little tiny baby shoot. Pull the cord, baby. Pull the cord.
Yeah, little baby shoot. No. Terrible.
Boy, we should attach her to someone, shouldn't we? She is not ready. She does not have the dexterity in her fingers to pull that ripcord yet. Little baby shoot. Just watch her come just dive bombing in. Good God, baby. Anyway.
Hey, you know what?
Should we do fact and opinion?
Let's get on. Come on. All right. Morbid.
Let's do your final fact and opinion for today. How about this? There's scientific proof that closing your eyes makes it easier to remember accurate details of things you saw. Do you do that?
When I'm trying to remember something?
Trying to remember something, yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, I guess I really don't notice me doing it, but... Like, for instance, there's still a bit that we need to do on the show that we both can't remember. And it still bothers me to this day. We were talking about something off air. This is like a year ago. Dude.
Yeah. Yep.
And we did a break and then we came back and we were like both like, whoa.
What were we going to talk about? Yeah.
And it bothered the hell out of us.
And look, the chances of it being like good is probably not in our favor. But still, though, it still drives you nuts when you can't think
of it. Probably closed my eyes and tried to dig that out. Yeah. And nothing happened.
Yeah. So, but I don't give it a shot. Just look up and close your eyes and go, and it might help. It comes to you like, oh, that's it. Oh, my God. Even if we did think of it, I don't know if we would actually put two. That is like one of the big glitches in the human body that, whether we've evolved or we're whatever you believe, why couldn't we just, why do you forget things, important
immediately.
Things, immediately, gone.
Immediately.
Like that. Yep.
How many times in your life have you said to the person next to you, what were you just talking about?
Wait, what was that? What was it? And then you forget.
What were you just talking about?
I just had that, yeah. Yeah, it's terrible.
Damn it.
Terrible.
And then you always kind of like figured out, well, we were talking about the ketchup, and then you'd always like lead up to
it. Yeah, like, okay, no, we talked about this. Oh, that's it, yeah. But then if there's times where you can't remember, like us all the time. You literally have a notepad full of just like random. I would love to get that thing like framed because there's probably just random crap all over that make no sense out of context.
It'll ruin my day. Going home.
That's it. I'm done. All right, so there you go. At least try it. Just look up, close your eyes, and go, and you might remember it. You just might. All right, there you go. That is your final fact and opinion. We'll be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around.
Do you like listening?